heard of us before. We've only been operating for 6 months since Mr. Baird made his, and his lieutenant, Brad Hazard, made his announcement, where he was delighted to move us all out in 2017 and to give us a choice of coming back in 15 to 20 years, which sounded great for those ones going to primary school, but it didn't make much sense for those in their 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. As a result of that, it created a lot of stress and anxiety in the community. And I was approached by some elders and quite a few people in the community who I've known for quite a few years, asking me, what can we do about this? Well, at the time, I really didn't know myself. But I thought, well, the first thing we can do is talk about what has the government done? Have they broken the law? Were they doing something illegal? Are they really serious about this? Or perhaps this is just a red herring that the government is throwing in there to take the pressure off them on spending a great deal of money on a computerised railway station. Bearing in mind, I'm still trying to get my head around that one because it's supposed to create hundreds and thousands of jobs in the production of it. But once it's built, nobody's going to be on the station or manning it. So that's a great future for it, which is going to cost billions and billions of dollars. And then putting this all together, then I think, well, where the blazes are you going to get this money from? Because we've got 60,000 people on a waiting list for public housing and 30 years to get to the bottom of it if they were to build 25,000 new homes. That wouldn't even touch the surface of it. And half as many people living on the street, not counting the amount of the thousands of refugees waiting for a home in Australia as well, in New South Wales especially. So it didn't make much sense to me. In Waterloo, we have 4,500 people. Those are the ones who are on the books. There are relatives staying there. We could probably bring it up to 5,000 people. Now, in Waterloo, we have perhaps one of the most diverse communities in the Southern Hemisphere. We have 27 nationalities, literally 14 religions, including their denominations. Now, I've never seen anywhere, and I've been around the world in quite a few places in Southeast Asia, Northern and Central Europe and the UK, and both with work and with the military. I've seen the best and I've seen the worst of people. But in Waterloo, I've never seen Muslims and Christians and Jews walking side by side and talking to each other and living as if there was no religion there at all. There's no difference in it. Italians, Greeks, Russians, Chinese, Koreans, Taiwanese, Filipinos, Indonesians, and Pacific Islanders of all different nationalities. Europeans, British, Irish, Scottish, Maltese people, and if we can go on, the list is limitless. These people have created a community in Waterloo over the 40 or 50 years that has been highly densified. And as a result, it's been through trials and tribulations. Mr. Baer, in his wisdom, in one of his earlier press releases, did the gunshot set. Let them all go out to the suburbs and get drunk and smash the doors down there. I don't want them in this area. This is on the internet. You'll see him actually doing this and saying those words. We were quite surprised about all this. However, I thought myself, I'll do some door knocking and talk to a few people and see what we can do. So three of us got together and decided the best way to do this is to run a petition against the government. They're using law, they're using parliament to kick us out. We'll use the same to stop them. That's all we've got to fight with. So we started up a petition. And we have two state representatives in Waterloo. On one side of the Raglan Street border, we have the Labor Party. And on the left-hand side, we have the Green Party, which comes under Newtown, thanks to the relocation of the electoral redistribution. So some of the people were saying to me, go to the Labor representative to get him to do the petition. And others were saying, no, go to our representative and get the petition done. So I was in Lockhorns there. So what I did, I thought I'd invite them both to do it. Well, Jenny Leon was the first one to put up a hand. And She helped us to establish a parliamentary petition. Then the next move we had then was to get it on the way to get people to sign it. So we started door knocking. And 9 out of 10 doors we knocked on and didn't want to know about. You're wasting your time. The government's already told us we're going to leave next year, so what can we do about it? Well, if you do nothing, you get nothing. If you do something, there's got to be something in there. So we've asked the government for four things. One, to put us before put the people before the developers. Humanise the area, not corporise it. And to negotiate, not consultate. We've had all the consultation we need. We need negotiation now. Now that has been done and been successful in other countries around the world where they have done reblocking. Now perhaps a lot of you here are not familiar with that word, and I've only just come on to understand it myself. I've just recently read a report that was set up in parts of Europe where they had reblocking, where the community themselves became a part of the development. Rather than knock the buildings down and build new ones, they re-blocked the buildings that were there and opened up more space, made it more friendly, and giving the community a responsibility of their own destiny. And it worked successfully. And later on here, I have representatives here from the Waterloo Public Housing Group, Riley and Jason and Joyce and all the rest of the team up there. They'll be near the door there, showing you our petition we started. Perhaps you might want to sign it on the way out. And they have more information on the reblocking. We have an internet, a Facebook site that is under the name of Waterloo Public Housing Action Group, WPHAG, with a www dot before it. You're quite welcome to have a look at that, and you'll find some very interesting information that we've gathered through our research over the last 6 months. Now, in 6 months, we've managed to bring together 50% of 5,000 people. Those who have signed up, those who are willing to join us. Some of them are too old and too frail to be able to do anything except give us moral support. So therefore, 50% of that gives us 2,500 people. That is 6 months, and I'd say probably the main work of that was probably done in the last 2.5 months. I'd like to see any of Baird's lieutenants achieve that result in their own electorate. Once we got this once we established some unity in the community, where we had to bring the Russians, the Chinese, and the people from the communist countries, from other walks of life, and the Filipino people, the New Guinea people, the Indonesians, and the Muslims and the Christians and the Jewish, all people together under one roof. There's no talk about religion or racism in that area. Nobody's saying those Jews, those Russian people, those Chinese people, you know, I don't like those people. They're all fighting as one now. And we brought these people together, and what's helped us even more, when recently, not so very long ago, I was approached by the City Council, and Clover Moore came to a meeting and spoke to the people, residents of Waterloo, and announced her support in the action for public housing to get a better deal for the residents. Tanya Mihailuk, the minister, a shadow minister for housing, also came to the same meeting and expressed her personal views on the current redevelopment plan and the proposed railway station. And I met her in Parliament House, and I asked her two questions. And I said, I'm going to ask you two questions, one's for the party and one's for you. But your first, these questions in two parts. What are your views on the redevelopment in Waterloo and the proposed railway station? And secondly, what is the Labor Party's policy on the same? She said, well, my personal views, I would prefer not to see touch the Waterloo, except maintain it and fix up the buildings. Secondly, she said, I'm all for the network, the railway station, but not at Waterloo, at Sydney University. And she said, that's my views on it. As for the Labor Party, we're still in the process of developing our policy on that, and I'm doing a draft plan at this time. I asked her then, would she come to Waterloo and repeat those words to the community? And she said, well, I can't next week because I'm in Parliament. But the week after, I got a week's break. You name the time and place and I'll be there. She came there and shared the forum with our mayor, Jenny Munro, an elder with the women's group for the Gallagher people. And it was quite an inspiring meeting. It was giving everybody an opportunity for a change to hear somebody that's talking positive about where we can, what we can do and where we're going with Waterloo, and how we became such a diverse community, bringing up matters that some of us didn't even knew what was happening in the past. We don't know what the government's doing, and they're hiding it from local government, and at the same time trying to abolish them, taking away a history that goes back perhaps even before Federation, where they always had a mayor or a community leader that had more influence and more going for them and doing a lot more for communities than any state or federal government's ever done since they've been in power. And without the local government, we have no voice. The only voice any community's got anywhere in Australia is through your local government, because we can't walk into state parliament and say what we want and try and get a message through into parliament. It takes months and months and perhaps years of petitioning and lobbying, and a very costly exercise. And as for the federal government, don't bother. Don't bother. So this is where we, those of us involved with the Waterloo Public Housing Action Group, in excess of 2,500 people that we've got around over the last 6 months, have all pledged their fight with Clover Moore to try and steer off this state government and what they're trying to do to the councils. Now, as a united body, we have to work together. So, in conclusion to all this, we as people, we've got to start humanising this situation. We're not building.